Yeah,
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Mikael and I represent 28 organizations which represent, inter alia, ethnic, racial, religious minorities. Today, Iraq has for a long time had a constitution in accordance with which minorities are recognized. This is Article 123 of the Constitution. Nevertheless, despite the national dialogue that has been going on for 2 decades, despite the UPR, despite the numerous recommendations made, nothing has changed. We must guarantee administrative rights, cultural, social, economic rights for minorities. The legislative framework does exist despite all of these challenges. The legislative framework can fill these gaps that we are coming across at the level of the Constitution. We must take note of demographic changes as well that have taken place in Iraq, and we should put an end to conflict in the region. There are a number of elements that hinder the participation of minorities in the public domain. We must launch reforms of the education system in order to promote peaceful coexistence and put an end to discrimination against minorities living in this country, in Iraq. That is why we call on Iraq to adopt a law that promotes, defends, protects the rights of minorities in accordance with the Constitution.